welcome to Girlfriend Translator, episode 8. Ready to begin?
Yes.
Okay. So this first
Thank
one
you.
Comes from a, you're welcome. First one comes from a user named Scott13Pippin.
Scotty Pippin.
Scotty Pippin. Who is, I just repeated that, not
Chicago
knowing
Chicago Bulls.
That. Thank you.
Michael Jordan's sidekick. Probably never liked being a sidekick. There's no way he ever could have been a Michael Jordan. He just doesn't have that personality.
What do you mean by that?
Well, Michael Jordan is just a leader.
Uh-huh.
Pippin, he was best as a sidekick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he could be a leader probably on any other team, but he wouldn't be the leader that Michael Jordan was. I mean, he doesn't have that instinct.
Interesting.
Probably more than I do, but I'm just saying relative to the...
Uh-huh.
He's no Gary Payton. Just
the
kidding.
Glove.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gary Payton, he was a good leader.
Interesting.
He was a take-charge guy.
It'd be hard to be on a team with Michael Jordan. I mean, how... What are you going to do with that?
I don't know, but damn, you know, he was incredible. And I don't even like basketball. Uh-oh. I did when the Sonics were in Seattle and they were good. Even when they weren't good, I loved them. I'm bitter.
Well, it makes sense.
Because our stupid, stupid woke city let them go. Of course, it's like dealing with the mob, isn't it? All right, next.
Okay, so this comes from Scotty Pippin. Probably not the real Scotty Pippin, but...
It'd be funny if it was.
Yeah, well, he says he's 28, so I think the age is a bit...
Well, he's lying. I mean, if you were Scotty Pippin and you were going to ask a question on Reddit or leave it on a
he would use his real,
email...
He would use his real name but lie about his age to throw us off the scent.
Yeah.
Okay. So the title is My Wife, 20... Sounds absurd. My wife, 28-year-old female, is upset with how I've, 28-year-old male, been disciplining our puppy. Here he launches in here. My puppy is 18 months old, and in the last few
That's
months...
That's a dog. That's a dog. That is a dog.
They grow up so slow.
Oh, not anymore, it's dog. Now it's a puppy. Animal Planet told me. Okay. Is Animal Planet thing a thing?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway.
I don't think anyone has a TV anymore. I mean, I guess.
I suppose if Caesar said it, I would believe it, but come on. It's a young, young dog.
Yeah.
18 months?
Well.
Not weeks? Your puppy?
Months. The behavior, I'll just tell you about the behavior.
My dad would always say that. He'd be like, you know, he's still a puppy. It's like, shut up, Dad. Just shut up.
Until
I'm the one who got you to get a dog. You didn't want one. I had to beg all of this, not for me, for my mother, because he was retiring, and I knew it'd be hell for her.
That's...
And he acted like I was like 10. I was probably in my mid-20s. And, oh my God, you know, and then he's suddenly an expert. He gets the puppy, he forgets all this, that I'm the one who talked and talked and worked and wormed my way around, you know, dealt with them.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they love that dog. Oh my God, did they love that dog. And then he would start telling me facts about it. Then he would have a spreadsheet for how many, when the dog was a puppy, he would have a spreadsheet for how many times a day the dog pooped. And honestly, the dog grew up and he kept it. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, Dad, that's weird. Leslie did too. She thought, we both were like, what are you doing? That's very strange that you, why are you telling? Then he would come up to us whenever we were there. Poop 4 times today. I'm like, I don't
what
care. How many times did you poop? Dad?
Did you do a, you know, a comparison chart with like a Venn diagram of all the overlapping behaviors?
Oh my God. He really would have if someone hadn't sorted that out. Like, geez, Dad.
Okay. So the puppy,
mm-hmm.
I'm using air quotes
the dog?
Here. The puppy slash dog.
I think at a year and a half, it's a dog.
I would think so.
At a year, you can call it a puppy. That's fine.
But then after a year,
I'm sorry.
Well, the behavior... Well, maybe it's just an ill-behaved dog. Okay, so the puppy is 18 months old.
It's not a puppy!
In the last few months, has had two extremely costly emergency vet visits for swallowing things she's not supposed to.
How does she know?
The first time... It was a woman's razor cartridge, and the second, it was an entire pack of sugar-free gum that's extremely toxic to dogs.
Well, that would be...
These vet visits have cost us thousands of dollars.
Get insurance.
She's always swallowing things she's not supposed to.
Well, she's a dog.
So now, when I see the dog chewing something and I don't know what it is, my immediate reaction is to grab her and shove my fingers in her mouth and try to get it out.
Well,
this infuriates my wife, who says I'm being too rough, that I'm scaring her, and that the proper method is through training and giving her a treat when she complies.
I like the girl there. Sorry.
Here's the issue.
Okay, 99%
of the time when I say drop it, she just swallows whatever it is immediately. So am I just supposed to continue letting her chew while I go and find treats and hope she doesn't swallow?
Give her enough stuff to do with her mouth so she doesn't have to chew things up.
What if it's another razor blade or something that can hurt her?
Here's the deal. I actually know a lot about this because I ended up raising that puppy because I had to live there for 6 months, right? So I had the puppy. I was between grad school and I guess... yeah, finding a new place, right?
Uh-huh.
So I stayed there, and that was the deal. I said I would help.
Mm-hmm.
All for them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a great dog. But anyway, so I learned a ton, and I learned on Animal Planet and Caesar Milan and all those different, like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is kind of on you as an owner to make sure that the dog has enough to do,
mm-hmm.
and they won't chew like that. They do when they're little puppies because they're teething.
Uh-huh.
That's normal. But you, again... You have enough stuff, the appropriate toys, and they will chew those more.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a full-grown dog and you've been training them properly, I mean...
Mm-hmm.
No, if this dog they got from a shelter or something and had not been... This could be behavioral issues from, you know, if it
uh-huh,
was...
right.
You don't know the past of a dog if you got it from a shelter.
Right.
But if they didn't, this is a them problem. And I would say she's more right because he should be training this dog... in general, really before it gets to that point, he should have commands where that dog just listens. And it is with treats. She's right.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, guys, but she's right.
Mm-hmm.
She's right about that. Yes, treat training or whatever you choose to use. There are ways people, maybe there are different ways that people, there's a clicker, there's all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But that seems to work pretty well. And we had an Australian Shepherd puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked really hard training him. Really hard. And it works, you know? The thing is, they have to have appropriate toys. And you also kind of have to train the dog to use the toy, to chew the toy. And you can do that. Same thing, treat training.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe that's changed. Maybe there's a better way. But the point isn't how you do it necessarily. It's to prevent the behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So if your commands, if you train your dog properly, they will listen to your command.
Mm-hmm.
They do. That I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've had a number of dogs, so they do.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you do have appropriate toys, they will go for those
mm-hmm.
before they'll chew your stuff
mm-hmm.
as adult dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So that's a training problem.
Mm-hmm.
She's right about that. I just happen to have a lot of experience with this, and I cared very much. You know, I had a dog growing up, and that dog had some problems, and I really learned a lot from what we didn't do right.
Interesting.
As a family, right?
Interesting.
Because I think... yeah, like, yeah, you really do. It's on you.
That's really interesting. Because when I read this, I was kind of, like, I didn't really know because I've never, like, trained.
And don't give it to a trainer. Teach
uh-huh.
yourself. People get so lazy. They give it to a trainer. They then don't have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Because part of the fun and the bonding is in the training.
I imagine.
And if I'm not ready to have a dog, I'm not going to get a dog, right?
Now,
if you end up with a dog, well, then you just change, I guess. You have to be really disciplined with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't like the idea of everything being farmed out to other people. Like, you might learn something.
Right.
By doing it yourself, doing the reading, studying something. Maybe you won't have to be so woke. Maybe you won't worry about pronouns. Just kidding. 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 But... if people had more productive things to do,
uh-huh.
if they understood that there is a responsibility that comes with everything,
right.
then they can choose not to do it.
Well, yeah, and that's focusing on something outside yourself
yes.
that is a
yes.
bit outside of your control.
Yeah, don't farm it out.
You have to learn how to adapt.
Yeah, the girlfriend nailed it on this one. She's right.
That's interesting because I didn't really
but
know
But not when
felt.
The dog's chewing. Get toys. If they have the right toys,
yeah.
the dog will use them.
Yeah, because when I read that, I was like, well, if it's an emergency situation, I can see why he's reacting that way.
But it's not going to be an emergency situation.
Right, if you do think it's something beforehand.
Yes,
like
but
if you,
even if
it...
No, but I've done that many times.
Okay.
Okay, did this... You're not going to get it all. You would have... If you could actually like, take a poll, and the dog could tell you. No, if the dog just tested its own poop, or if the dog told you everything they ate. Uh-huh. Do you know how many times they're eating crap that they shouldn't eat?
I imagine a lot.
And their bodies know how to handle that. They're dogs. The occasional whatever happened, like, that sounds like, that's not going to happen frequently. Keep your razors out of the way. Well, don't let your dog go in.
Close your bathroom door.
Yes.
Like, I can't really
This is a person problem.
Yeah, it seems like it's
And it's not a gender issue at all. This is ignorance, okay?
Yeah.
They don't mean to be ignorant, but a lot of people are, well, there's no excuse to be ignorant.
Well, I think that's just basic problem solving. It's like, oh, well, if that happened once, I'll close my bathroom door from now on. You know,
it's
like,
just that people never, ever assume that they might have to do something about this.
Right.
Other than react to it.
Right.
It's like, no, you don't react to it. You have to look at yourself and what you could do to prevent this. And they don't want to do the work.
Right.
I mean, you can't grab your dog and stick your hand down their throat every time they eat something that you think, it's not all going to, most of it won't make them ill.
Uh-huh.
But if you're leaving this stuff around, if your dog does this, well, don't do it for a while.
Right.
And then train them
right.
to listen to your commands.
Right.
But you're not going to be around every time the dog's chewing something.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Right.
A full-grown dog is going to grow up, and they should at 18 months not be.
What did you do? You had cats, and with one of your cats.
Well, I had cats later in life.
But he would chew your cords, and so you put Tabasco on them?
Well, that's a cat.
But no, that was just funny to me. Like, I just wanted
to. Well, they have all these suggestions to, like, to deter. It's harder with a cat. Because you don't train cats like that.
Right.
They are. They're predators.
Right.
Where dogs want to learn.
Uh huh.
And it really is such a nice bond that you create with a dog when you take the time to train them and be patient and don't stop.
Right.
Stick with it until they learn. And don't farm it out to someone else. That's the problem with cats. Like, I had never had cats, so I would just read things about it. It's like, well, put Tabasco on the cord and they won't. Well, Mike, would be the cat. He liked it. He liked Tabasco. I was like, okay, well, it's hard. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell you. Like, good luck. We're all gonna die. And there's only so much I can do. Yeah. I can hide things. Once I found, like, I was cleaning his litter box, and what I found in there, holy shit. I looked everywhere for the size of the wire. It wasn't a wire, it was a coated, like, it was like many wires. It was like many wires that were also coated with some kind of textile and then rubber on the out. I'm like, what is this? Could not find, and it was a part of one.
Jesus.
I looked everywhere. This was like a one-bedroom apartment. Like, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
I looked everywhere. I could not find it. I looked everywhere. It was colorful. It was in every piece of poop for days. Like, where did you get this, Mike? He's so cute. He was fine.
It's incredible.
There's only so much you can do, you know? But they're not. Like, that's fun. I mean, what about the times when the dog's not there and you're not there to stick your hand down his throat? I mean, that's weird. Like,
yeah, it is a bit weird.
Well, and it does scare the dog. That poor dog. I guess it'll work. It might work. It might be a new revolutionary way to train your dog not to chew things. Maybe I'm wrong.
Scare them into submission.
I guess. I wouldn't. Like, nobody's going to want a hand down their throat, right?
No
creature will want that. So eventually it'll probably work. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't recommend it.
No.
People don't want to spend time, though. They don't want to take the time.
No.
And they have no idea how dumb that is. You will learn so much from slowing down.
Okay, ready for the next question?
Yeah.
Okay. So this one comes from the username.
We may have to edit the last one. I got very angry.
Well, if there's nothing...
It was really dumb.
If there's only the puppy one before this one...
I said dump her right away.
Yes.
So we'll just not...
Yeah.
We may revisit that later.
If it's in here, people will know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
I know, but
and if it's not...
All the wokeness.
Won't.
I don't even want to... Ugh.
Yeah. Well, this one comes from a user named Project Zen. The title is... Yeah, this one is a... It's a palate cleanser after the previous one. So the title is... I'm sorry. The title is, Need Help with Date Ideas, Please Help. Hello, everyone. This is my first post, so I hope I can get a lot of support and help here. Long story short, I met this girl at my gym, and I pulled up my big boy pants and decided to ask her out. She said yes, and we went on our first date yesterday, and it was fantastic.
Oh, sweet.
Picked her up around 2 p.m., and we went ice skating and got some grub, and then sat down at the mall, really talking sweet. The entire time until the mall closed.
Oh, that's so sweet. What a great story.
We lost track of time. From what I gathered, she had tons of fun, since it was her first time ice skating, and she learned everything so quickly. And by the time I dropped her off at home, it was 11:30 p.m., which was not planned, but amazing how we managed to have a conversation and not get bored for 9 hours together.
That is so cool. How old are they?
He's going to say,
Okay.
My only issue is I don't know where to take her for the second date.
She has a tail.
I have very little experience going on dates, but I want to do something fun where we can interact with each other.
She has these horns. Who cares?
Okay, so my only issue is I don't know where to take her for the second date.
She has a pet cockroach and it has like a tie.
I have very little experience going on dates. But I want to do something fun where we can interact with each other a lot so we can get to know each other even more.
Oh, that would be cool.
So we can both make a more knowledgeable decision about next steps for when I ask her to be more serious with me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
She's 24 and I'm 25. She doesn't drink or smoke. We are both active people, like That's athletic nice. Types. Any advice helps. That's Literally really any advice, not just date ideas. FYI, we live in the New Jersey or the North Jersey area. If anyone knows
so
any
they'll
particular
have their masks
place,
on. For every activity.
If anyone knows up. If anyone knows any particular places near here.
Places.
But he says any advice helps for the second date.
You know what would be cool, like if they're active?
Uh-huh.
Is something, I don't know, where there would be partners.
Uh-huh.
And there'd be other people.
Uh-huh.
Like partners.
Uh-huh.
And they'd be competing, but fun. Something fun. I mean, not like Outward Bound is actually really cool for that. Those kinds of ideas, like something that would do something like that where you could kind of like see each other in these
like physically
challenging where you're challenged uh-huh. like you're in these situations and I think that would be really fun or like anything with rides would be fun
mm-hmm.
because you're together and you're experiencing something like intense it's
like
intense.
A roller coaster or like
yeah
okay
like the things you described like I didn't grow up around this but
oh yeah
but like those that would seem really fun and uh-huh. you would interact you would have to so you're forced to interact.
Right.
And it breaks the ice because of whatever you're just, like, you're going to scream, probably. You're going to do things like, where you act like an idiot, but it's really cute, you
uh-huh.
know?
Yeah.
I think that would be, I think those things are, just anything where you're a little bit distracted, but also having to, forced to, like, deal with something,
uh-huh.
you know, together.
Yeah.
That's, like, movies are tough.
Uh-huh.
Because you're not able to interact.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you really like someone, you don't want to watch a movie.
No.
At all. Like, I you want to be, you want to talk to them. You want to be with them. You want to play with them. You just want to have fun with them.
Definitely. Yeah.
But he's only on date two. I don't think he needs to plan.
Yeah. He's really worried about the second date. He wants it to go as well as the first one.
Well, that's a kiss of death. Like, don't do that to yourself. Don't torture yourself.
I kind of added that. I interpreted his, you know, cause he's like, I want it to be really good so we can both make a more knowledgeable decision about next steps for when I want her to be more serious with me. So
But you're assuming that you want that.
Yeah.
So don't worry about that. But that's down the road. You might not. Don't do that to yourself. Like, just have fun. It's sweet to want to care. Like, he cares.
Yeah.
I thought that was just lovely. He sounds like a really...
Yeah.
A really nice person.
Yeah.
So I hope it... I don't think he should just be himself, you know?
And
dude, don't worry about that. Let it come to you. Let it come to you.
Mm-hmm.
I admire having, like, it's very hard to ask someone out.
Mm-hmm.
And usually guys do that. Guys are the ones that have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always felt like that is so hard.
Uh-huh.
To me, that would be so hard.
Yeah.
To be the person, put yourself out there like that.
Yeah.
And that takes a lot of guts.
Yeah, it does.
So I always respect that. I always have a lot of admiration for that. That's, I don't think that's easy for anybody.
No.
But... So I appreciate the guys that do that, that's pretty hard.
Definitely.
And I admire it. So, I don't think he has to worry.
No, I like your idea. Like, even like a...
Even a bad date can be kind of fun if you do something like that.
Yeah. Do you think like a dance class would be kind of interesting if they had to... Or no, would that be
yes,
too...
No. I agree. Like, I would feel very uncomfortable with that.
I would too, but it seems like if they're both like more athletic and like more.
But people are really self-conscious about how they dance.
Interesting. Yeah.
Like if they aren't, then yeah, I agree. That would be great. I would be like, oh, I don't want to.
No, not for me. I wouldn't.
I don't think I would want to do that because I'd want to. That would be stressful to me. Uh-huh. But I'm that's just me.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people don't have any problem with that. So that's a good idea. Yeah. I always think things that are where you can't be good or bad at it really. Mm-hmm.
Like what about like arcade games or like pool or like things like darts or like I don't know like I feel like there are like some like places where you can play like.
Yes, I've been to them.
Yeah, like mini games.
Yeah, that's
like
fine. That's fine.
Or is that not?
No, I'm well. That's not, I'm not the expert on this at all.
I don't know. I like your ideas, but I'm trying to like. Just I mean, think about other.
Oh,
things
shooting
that
pool
fall
and stuff. Yeah, that's great. Like, I like the idea of just them having to partner up or having to be challenged.
Yeah, I like that too. I like that too. I don't know. I just got distracted.
Where it's fun though, where people are all kind of tested.
Yeah.
And nobody's. Good or bad at right. any of it. It's just kind of like, look, this is all really hard or this is all really, we know what happens when you go to like a amusement park. I mean, my God, like the ones you described, those massive ones.
Oh yeah.
Everybody has the things that, you know, some people can deal with that really well, but nobody is going to really judge someone who isn't good.
No.
You know, that's a really actually almost kind of physiological.
Certainly.
Our responses to those things. So
certainly.
That's why it's kind of just fun. And then he'll find out if she can laugh at herself. It sounds like she can.
Yeah.
She went ice skating.
Yeah, it was her first time ice skating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he knows what he's doing. I don't think he needs help.
No. No, I think that he just wanted to effuse about his love.
Well, that's nice. He seems to know what he's doing.
Yeah.
You know, he's doing just fine. I would trust him to figure it out.
Yeah.
He'd probably do a better job than I would.
Mini golf.
I hate that. That's so... I feel like that was in every, like... teen movie.
I think so too.
It's like that I didn't like it.
That was one person's comment, so I just wanted to throw it at you.
That's such a cliche.
It is.
I'm sorry, but fine. If you like each other, you won't care where you are.
No, that's true. That's yeah, that's definitely true.
Just be sure to mask it up.
Mask it up and lock it down.
Yeah.
Okay, ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm.
So this one comes from...
Yeah, I should have said that from the start, actually. You don't need our help. You don't need anyone's
help.
Yeah,
but
you're
I liked your
great.
Ideas because I think that they like kind of fit thematically with just kind of what he was saying.
I should ask him.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. No, I just got distracted.
By me.
I guess, but I kept, like, I have screenshots of these questions, and then sometimes I'll, like, scroll because I'll just think,
so it's
like
an inside behind-the-scenes scoop.
Yeah, I'm giving everyone the lay of the land over here. Sometimes I'll scroll too far over, and I'll miss the one that I was planning.
And then what happens?
Well, then I'm like, well, what about, like, gotta balance it out, like, maybe have, like, a bit of a longer one, because
that after
that, short, and then I...
How do you cope with that at night? Do you sleep well?
Is it, does it... It plagues me for hours.
Okay.
So this one comes from gluten-free nihilism.
Wow, that sounds fun.
Yeah, I guess...
Well, that would make... Yeah, I see. I can understand. Okay, I'm getting there.
I guess it's like... It's really...
Go ahead.
Gotta take a long time to digest that one. So the title is My 34-Year-Old Male Wife, a 32-Year-Old Female, Doesn't Respect My Free Time and It's Driving Me Nuts. This is a long one, so hunker down. So today, we had the same argument for the 3,737th time, and I'm really struggling to get my point across. My wife mentioned that she was going to take a day off in a few weeks to go to the dentist.
The whole
I guess. I said I would take the day off, too, so that we could spend the morning together having a mini date, and that I could play golf in the afternoon while she was busy. She casually mentions that she is going to see her aunt after the dentist. I said, great, have a good time. Then she comes in with a guilt trip. It would be nice if you came too. She really enjoys your company, etc. I reminded her that I said I was busy in the afternoon and we saw her in December, so it's not like I haven't seen her recently. I would be happy to see her on the weekend, but I don't want to take a day off work to see her aunt.
No, I wouldn't either.
She got annoyed and started trying to push me into going. I felt like I had set a fair boundary regarding my fairly limited time. Eventually, I gave in because I was trying to work from home whilst she stood in the doorway explaining the 10,000 ways in which I'm an asshole. If this was a one-off, I'd put it down...
I just don't even have an aunt I'd want to see, honestly, but maybe if you did, I...
If this was a one-off, I'd put it down as a bad experience and move on, but it's not. It seems whenever I set aside an afternoon exclusively for me, she takes that as a green light to throw chores in there that didn't previously exist. Whether it is painting the house, having a big declutter.
Can't you hire someone?
Having a big declutter, going to see her family, or even just going for a hike.
Oh God, this makes women sound terrible.
All things I would happily do if asked, but not after I have explicitly said I am tired / setting aside some time for myself.
She sounds awful. I dump
her. It's his wife. The other circumstance is usually her saying that is fine, then proceeding to intentionally take on a task she cannot do alone so that I have to help and end up feeling guilty.
She's just a bitch.
So continue to complete it with her.
This doesn't sound like a real human, by the way.
It's really starting to get to me. She knows I need time to myself to recharge. She knows I gladly do 99% of the things she asks me to do outside of time that I have set up for myself.
Well, why do you have a relationship where you have her asking you to do things?
For a bit of context, we don't have children. I set aside time for myself like this maybe once every 6 weeks. Our day-to-day domestic duties are fairly evenly split, and we both hold up our own
end. You said 99% of the things she asks you to do. Why does she ask you to do things?
I don't. And we regularly see her family I have a good relationship. How do I effectively communicate this to her? I literally just want some time to myself.
But we kind of need her side too.
Without that being a green light to guilt me into doing something previously unmentioned, like a chore.
Okay, well, she sounds like a complete bitch. She sounds like a mother. She sounds awful. So why did you ask her to marry you, or did you? Did she force you? Like, this doesn't even seem realistic to me.
I know.
If she's that awful, she sounds like a shrew. So dump her, I guess. Because that doesn't seem like a very fair portrayal of the situation to me.
No.
It seems like he's making a judgment. And he wants us to know that she's wrong. Then if she's wrong, then I guess you have to leave. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
If she's that bad, why would you be with her?
Yeah.
That sounds like hell.
Yeah.
If it's true that she's that bad, I mean that.
Yeah.
But if he's being a little bit...
yeah.
The way he accounts for every 6 weeks he's very, very aware, 99%. That kind of thing makes me feel like, okay, you're taking score here.
Yeah.
And I know that because of the... I mean, that's why they do that. So I believe there's 50-50. It's 50-50. I would like to hear her side.
Mm-hmm.
Because his is so clearly biased.
Yeah.
Everybody's is, of course. But this is so... It's almost like, why would we... This isn't a question, is it? You despise her. How do I get this across? We can't help you with that. She's a shrew. You're done, buddy. Find a new wife. If this is true, that's what I would say. If this is 100% true, there's no hope. End the relationship. You didn't want a mother, did you?
Right.
If that's true, then yeah. Bye-bye. And she won't be curious as to why. And good luck finding another husband. If that's true, I mean it. And it might be. Yeah. And if it is, don't blame all women for her. Because I'm not like that.
No.
My mother was not like that.
No.
And people who are, we all hate. Yeah, it's yours was.
Mine was.
And people... who are like that, we all hate.
Yeah.
We all hate them. My dad was more like that, if you can believe it. But it's the person. It isn't the gender. It's the person.
Yeah.
It's just annoying. If that's true, I totally... Like, why are you married to her? Like, you're young. You can get out.
Yeah.
If this is the way this person is, and you don't need... I would hate it if someone was asking me to do things.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Me too.
Like, I don't think that's... Once in a while.
Yeah, once in a
if
while.
That is a... You want a mother?
Exactly.
Because that's a mother.
Yeah.
And you had some part in this.
Certainly.
Are you sure you didn't want to be mothered when you married her? And she was just... Like, we've got to all look at our own part in things, right?
Absolutely.
Like, we've got to see that. It's not like you can just blame one person. Why did you put up with it? Why didn't you do something about that? You should have. You shouldn't put up with that. Don't marry your mother.
No.
That person shouldn't marry you.
No.
It's like feeding into two bad things that both of them need to learn to break free from. You shouldn't tell an adult what to do.
No.
You shouldn't ask your husband to do chores.
No.
You should both agree.
Yeah.
And that's part of the relationship part.
Certainly.
Shared principles, right?
Yeah, right.
So, if she's this much of a shrew, who'd want to be with her? No. I don't want to fucking go to your aunt's either. No. If it's true, I'm with him.
Yeah.
Why would you even bother? If she's not, like, respecting you enough to know better?
Yeah.
How many years you want to spend in therapy? I just don't see the point.
No, I mean...
And if it's not fair, if it's a little bit unfair and he can see that, mm-hmm. then let's look at both sides.
Yeah.
Because you might not be such a dream yourself.
Right.
But you sure sound like a dream. I'm just very suspicious of people who sound like a dream.
I am too, and I guess I'm also suspicious of...
And it wouldn't matter.
Like, I guess if there's a post on here and someone's, like, genuinely seeking advice, they'll point to, like, a balance of good and negative qualities.
Yeah, they tend to do
and
that.
And this one is, like, completely, like, and then she did this, and then she did this.
Well, then why are you with her? Yeah. Like, you can leave.
Yeah, exactly.
No one's forcing you. If you're Catholic, who cares? I don't care. Don't. You're in it. If it's this bad, you let it get there.
Yeah, certainly.
Nobody's a victim here.
No, everyone's an adult.
It's true. There aren't victims in these things, okay? No. You have to look at your part. I mean, yeah, I'm not saying that one person isn't more to blame at times. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you want to learn from things. You want to grow, right?
Absolutely.
But if she's this bad, why would you bother? Because she sounds like a selfish, annoying, guilty. Who wants that?
No one.
Well,
I mean...
Some people seem to.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't. Would you?
No, I mean, I think that's...
They might be used to it.
If you're in that situation, you never have to take responsibility for anything because you're always in this position of, like, being forced to do something or other.
Or
you're
told.
Yeah, you're always...
The structure is made for you. Bitch and whine about it, but you can
rail against the system, but you're not really doing anything to change that system, are you? You know? And I think that it's this... there's always this clear enemy. You're the good guy. You know, and that's you can be addicted to that.
Sometimes that's
that
true.
Sometimes it is.
Rarely, but sometimes.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that
if you find yourself
in that situation repeatedly, then you want that imposing structure so that you always know who...
You don't have to take responsibility. You don't have to have that pressure.
If only they weren't on top of me, then I could really do...
And imagine what it'd be like to feel like you have to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's not great either. So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, if it's true, but knowing people the way I do... I don't think that's all true. I think it's an exaggeration.
I think so, too, because I think that if he were genuinely seeking advice, he'd point to positive characteristics that we could build on and then say, like, we'll approach her this way.
He just wants to be told how right he is, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But I could be wrong, and he might be a dream. I don't know. But I hear this, and I hate it. From any side. I just hate that. It's like, you don't want to solve a problem here.
Yeah.
You just want to be affirmed.
Yeah, precisely.
And I just think, I don't want anything to do with that.
No.
If you want to solve a problem, let's solve a problem, but let's not, you know, frame it this way and then expect it to be a solvable problem.
Right.
Okay, next.
That was the last one, actually, that I had for today. So...
Okay.